You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win is 4-1. Rudiger Stead to score and Aston Villa to win in the betting at 8-1. This fixture, Lee, has a tendency to be quite tight, and it's easy to envisage this being pretty tight as well this year, this matchup. West Brom have been in different form over the last month, while there's definitely been an upturn in Aston Villa's form. Those performances against Palace and Leicester were definitely better, and they came through routinely in the cup against Wickham on Tuesday night. I suppose a month ago, you'd have had people biting your hand off for odds against West Brom at home to Aston Villa. But things have changed a little bit in the last four or five weeks.
Yeah, maybe. Something that away form is poor. And, you know, it has changed a little bit, but not so much for me that, you know, one win and two draws is better, but it's not quite good enough. And that, you know, one of those draws, remember, was against Wickham away. So, you know, I'm not getting too excited just yet. Not overly excited about West Brom at all. You know, we always talk about how difficult they are to back at home. They're a little short for me here at 21-20. Seems to be a lot of draws in the Coupon this weekend, but again, I think it's a low scorer. I think, you know, when Villa have been at their best away from home recently since the new manager took over, it's when they've managed to, you know, set up properly, you know, and frustrate teams. You know, they at Norwich conceded early again, and then, you know, then they're not going to score the goals to get themselves out of trouble. Conceded after half an hour at Sunderland. Admittedly, they did equalise, then got stung late on. I think they'll keep this very tight. You know, West Brom have the lowest number of shots on target at home in the Premier League. Aston Villa have got the second lowest number of shots on target away from home in the Premier League. Incidentally, West Brom are the lowest away from home as well, so they really are goal shy. I'm going to go for another draw here. Another draw under 2.5. I think it's got 0-0, 1-1 written all over it in a pretty drab game. Last on match of the day, this one.
Okay, West Brom 21-20, draw 21-10, Villa 3-1.
Actually, Sunderland Bournemouth might be last.
Derek, what's your reading of this fixture?
Yeah. Well, my reading, there's only one thing written on it, and it says 0-0, and it's written all over it. I've never known a match that's more likely to finish 0-0. I'm going for the draw, obviously, but, you know, the 0-0. And if you want to play a little bit more safe, go on the unders. Like, under 2.5 goals is 1-2, which is well short, isn't it? And under 1.5, I like to say, well, they haven't shortened that. That's still 2-1, but they've shortened that too, 13-8 under 1.5 goals. That's the shortest I think I've seen for under 1.5 goals in a Premier League game. For every reason, there will be under 1.5 goals in this game. That's my one bet for this.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.